Hector Mendez hardly needs an introduction to this church because he's preached here a number of times, but let me give just a slight one. But first of all, let me talk about the partnership between New York Avenue and First Presbyterian Reformed Church of Havana that is represented in these two stoles, which are beautiful. And Susan Tilt is here, who helped create these stoles and the symbols from our very countries. And we invite you to come up to us afterwards, and we can explain more to you what is all in these stoles. But it goes from one country up into the heavens and down to the other country. And there is a representation of the First Church of Havana here and New York Avenue Presbyterian Church here. And this is the Presbyterian symbol, Presbyterian Cuban church symbol, and, of course, PCUSA symbol. So these stoles connect us deeply, and we are connected. Hector Mendez was ordained into the gospel ministry in 1965 after he graduated from the Evangelical Seminary in Matanzas, Cuba. It was not an easy ministry at first because communism was not always friendly to Christianity. But Hector Mendez and a few others hung in there to the point that now the church in Cuba is thriving. There is, you can hardly get a seat in the Presbyterian, First Presbyterian Church of Havana, largely due to the ministry of my friend Hector. We are so delighted to have him here with us, preaching on World Communion Sunday, giving us a message of Christian unity and peacemaking around the world. Also delighted to have Steve Yu with us, who has ancestors in Cuba and is connected deeply to that country. Steve is a deacon here at New York Avenue Church, and he will be translating. Thank
you. Queridos hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ.
Quiero agradecer mucho la invitación que me hicieron para predicar hoy aquí.
I want to thank you all for the invitation to preach here with you today.
Cada vez que vengo a este templo me siento como en casa.
Every time I come to this temple, I feel at home.
La vez pasada que prediqué aquí,
the last time I preached here,
recordé cuando yo tenía 12 años.
I remembered when I was around age 12.
Y se presentó en el cine de mi pueblo, auspiciado por todas las iglesias protestantes, una película.
When I was 12, a movie was shown in my hometown, throughout the town, and including my church.
Y el título, ustedes lo conocen.
And you know the title.
A Man Called Peter, sobre la vida de el reverendo Peter Marshall.
It was a movie over the Reverend Peter Martin.
Y nunca me imaginé que yo iba a ser pastor.
I never imagined at that age that I would become a pastor.
Y que yo iba a predicar en esta iglesia.
And that I will preach in this church.
Quiero también, como dijo el reverendo, mi querido amigo, el reverendo Roger Gensch.
And I want to repeat what my dear, beloved friend, Roger Gensch said.
Esta estola tiene una gran significación para nosotros.
This stole has great significance for us.
La recibí hace 7 años en este templo.
I received this 7 years ago in this church.
La confeccionó Susan Till, que está con nosotros hoy.
Susan Peter prepared it.
Y para nosotros es un símbolo.
For us, it's a symbol.
Y hace pocos días hubo un gran evento en Cuba para orar por la paz.
And there were several days ago, there was a great event in Cuba where we prayed for peace.
Y nos reunimos los judíos, los musulmanes y los cristianos.
And together, there were Jews and Muslims and Christians praying for peace.
Y después nos dividimos, cada uno a su lugar para orar de acuerdo a sus tradiciones.
And then after meeting, we separated each so that each group could pray according to its own traditions.
Los cristianos nos reunimos en un templo católico en la parte vieja de La Habana.
Us Christians got together in a Catholic church in Old Havana.
Y yo fui uno de los predicadores en esa oportunidad.
And I was one of the preachers during that event.
Pero lo más importante para mí,
But the most important thing for me
no fue lo que ocurrió dentro del templo,
was not what took place within the confines of the temple,
sino lo que ocurrió fuera del templo.
But rather what happened outside of that church.
Cuando salimos con el coro cantando por las calles de La Habana.
We walked out of the church singing as a choir through the streets of Old Havana.
E iba el obispo de La Habana y yo desfilando.
And next to me was walking the Catholic bishop.
Y yo iba con una toga blanca, que es la que uso en Cuba.
I was walking with a white robe, which is what I use in Cuba.
Porque es más calor.
Because it's very hot.
Y llevaba la estola.
And I was carrying this stole with me.
Y muchas personas me preguntaban después.
And many people afterwards asked me.
Y tenía la oportunidad de explicar que era un regalo de esta iglesia en Washington, D.C.
And I was able to explain to them that it was a gift from my church here in Washington, D.C.
Como un símbolo de amor, de reconciliación y de paz.
As a symbol of love, reconciliation, and peace.
Quiero agradecer al pastor de esta iglesia, al reverendo Roger Gensch.
I want to thank Reverend Roger Gensch
por esta invitación.
For this invitation.
Agradecer muy especialmente a Marilyn Siever, que siempre está trabajando en esta iglesia en favor de las relaciones con nuestra iglesia en Cuba.
And I want to especially thank Marilyn Siever, who's always working very hard to improve the ties and friendship between our churches.
Y a todos ustedes que han colaborado siempre con nuestra iglesia.
Always with our church.
Incluyendo el Presbiterio, National Capital Presbytery.
Including the National Presbytery.
Y traemos un saludo de nuestra iglesia en La Habana.
And we send you a special greeting from our church in Havana.
A esta misma hora.
At this very moment.
Está celebrándose el culto.
They are worshiping.
Tenemos muchas diferencias.
We have many differences.
Pero tenemos la misma hora.
But we have the same work.
And also I'd like to say thank you to my dear friend Steve. Because he's my translator today. And it's better for you because my English is very, very bad. And you cannot understand my poor English. It's better that he translates for me today. Thank you, Steve. Queridos hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Christ.
Recuerdo con gran placer.
I remember with great pleasure.
Cuando yo era niño.
That when I was a child.
Y vi la película Los Tres Mosqueteros.
I saw the movie The Three Musketeers.
Después.
And afterwards.
Pude leerme la obra.
I was able to read the book.
Esa era la época en que los niños jugábamos unos con otros.
That was a time when children played one with the other.
Era la época en que después de las clases nos reuníamos para jugar.
That it was a time that after school we would get together to play with each other.
No había computadoras.
There were no computers.
No nos aislábamos.
We weren't isolated from each other.
No nos metíamos en nuestro cuarto.
We didn't get inside of our rooms.
Salíamos a jugar con otros niños.
But rather we would go outside and play with other children.
Y recuerdo que había juegos para las niñas y juegos para los niños.
And I remember that there were games to play with for girls and that there were games to play with for boys.
Y algunos que teníamos juntos.
And sometimes we shared games together.
Pero nos gustaba mucho jugar con las espadas.
But we love to play with swords.
Espadas a veces de cartón.
Made of carton.
Otras veces espadas imaginarias.
And sometimes they were imaginary swords.
Y estoy seguro que algunos de ustedes que los veo sonreír jugaron con espadas.
And I'm sure that some of you who I'm watching smile today played with make-believe swords.
Pero algo que nos llamaba mucho la atención.
But something that grabbed our attention
era repetir el lema de los tres mosqueteros.
Was to repeat the slogan of the three musketeers.
Uno para todos.
One for all.
Y todos para uno.
And all for one.
Eso nos daba un sentido de unidad.
That gave us a sense of unity.
Años más tarde.
And much later.
Cuando hice mi primer viaje a Francia,
when I took my first trip to France,
para mí fue de gran emoción.
It caused me great emotion.
Caminar por aquellos lugares,
to walk through those places,
que se describían en la obra de los Tres Mosqueteros.
That was written about in the Three Musketeers book.
Tal vez,
perhaps,
algunos de ustedes puedan pensar, ¿qué relación tiene eso con la palabra de Dios?
You may be asking yourselves, what does that have to do with the Word of God?
Para nosotros es muy sencillo.
For us, it's very simple.
La palabra de Dios constituye en todo momento un desafío.
The Word of God constitutes a constant goal.
Un desafío a preocuparnos por el prójimo.
A goal to worry ourselves with regards to the well-being of our neighbors.
Pero preocuparnos por el prójimo con un verdadero sentido de justicia.
But to worry for our neighbors with regards to a true sense of justice.
Lamentablemente,
sadly,
existe un tipo de religiosidad individualista.
There exists a type of individualistic religious beliefs.
Que es la preferida por algunos de los predicadores en televisión.
That is the preferred methodology of some preachers on television.
Donde se enfatiza,
where it is emphasized,
la relación del ser humano con Dios,
the relationship of the human being with God,
de manera vertical,
in a vertical manner,
olvidando la relación con mi prójimo,
while forgetting my relationship with my neighbor.
Es muy fácil decir,
it's very easy to say,
acepta a Cristo,
get close to Christ,
y todos tus problemas se resuelven.
And all your problems are resolved.
Eso no es verdad.
That's not true.
Es una estafa.
That's a myth.
Es una mentira.
It's a lie.
Sin embargo, la gente prefiere a veces creer eso.
But, however, people oftentimes prefer to believe that.
Y eso es como la ilusión.
That's like an illusion.
Cuando yo hago algún truco a mi nieta.
When I do a magic trick in front of my niece.
Y ella piensa que es verdad.
And she believes it's true.
Que yo puedo hacer aparecer una moneda de su oído.
Because I can make a coin magically appear.
En realidad,
however,
olvidamos que la relación verdadera es aquella que será con Dios y con el prójimo.
Realistically, we forget that the true relationship is one that we attain by having a relationship with God and our neighbors.
De manera vertical,
in a manner that it's vertical,
pero de manera horizontal.
But also horizontal.
Hoy today, estamos celebrando el Día de Comunión Mundial.
Today we celebrate World Communion Sunday.
Es algo así como reunirnos.
It is a gathering.
Y aquí alrededor de la mesa,
and here around the table,
decir como decíamos los niños en mi época,
we can say like we said when we were children, my time,
uno para todos,
one for all,
y todos para uno,
and all for one.
Estamos convocados por nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We are gathering together because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pero no para sentirnos satisfechos en nuestra soledad.
But not to feel satisfied in our own aloneness.
Sino para sentirnos comprometidos con el mundo en el cual vivimos.
But rather to commit ourselves to the world that we live in.
Tal vez alguien pueda preguntarse,
sometimes perhaps someone can ask themselves,
¿qué sentido tiene una relación entre una iglesia en Washington, D.C., capital de los Estados Unidos, y una iglesia en el centro de La Habana, capital de Cuba?
Someone can ask themselves, what sense or what importance is there in a relationship between a church here in Washington, D.C., and one in the capital of Cuba, Havana?
Sabemos que existen diferencias muy grandes.
We know that there are great differences.
No solo en el idioma.
Not just in language either.
No solo en la cultura.
Not just in culture.
Sino también en la economía.
But also economic.
Y especialmente en el sistema político.
And especially in political systems.
Ya que mientras Estados Unidos es una economía de libre mercado,
whereas the United States is a free market economy,
Cuba es uno de los pocos países comunistas que todavía existen.
Cuba is one of the few remaining communist countries that exist.
Sin embargo,
however,
ya llevamos varios años con un hermanamiento muy interesante.
Nevertheless, we have continued a brother and sisterhood for many years between our churches.
Han pasado cientos de personas de esta iglesia por nuestra iglesia en La Habana.
Hundreds of members of this church have visited our church in Havana.
Su pastor ha predicado varias veces en nuestra iglesia.
Your pastor has preached on several occasions in our church.
Sus elders han oficiado en la Santa Comunión.
Our elders have officiated in Holy Communion.
Sus líderes de música nos han visitado.
Your musical leaders have visited us.
Nos han enseñado.
They have taught us.
Y han aprendido cantos como el que cantaron hoy.
And they have learned songs from us like the one that they sang today.
Esa es la realidad de nuestra relación.
That is the reality of our relationship.
Aprender unos de otros.
To learn one from the other.
También varias personas de nuestra iglesia han venido aquí.
Also, some members of our own church have visited you here.
Han recibido el cariño de ustedes.
They have received your warmth and affection.
Han participado en sus cultos.
They have participated in your church services.
Han sembrado el árbol que está aquí en el parque.
They helped plant a tree that is in the park right next to here.
Todo eso es lo visible.
That is all belongs to the visible.
Pero hay cosas invisibles.
But there are also invisible factors.
¿Cómo entender que una persona de aquí que no nos conoce?
How do you come to understand or accept that a person who lives here who doesn't know us,
que nunca ha ido a Cuba,
who's never visited Cuba,
se sienta motivado a enviar una ofrenda para ayudar cualquiera de nuestros proyectos en Cuba?
How is it that they could come feel motivation to send an offering to help us with our projects down in Cuba?
¿Cómo entender que algunos de ustedes logren movilizar al presbiterio para enviar algunos teachers para los niños que juegan béisbol en Cuba?
How is it possible that some of you could motivate the presbytery to send down t-shirts for our little league baseball teams?
¿Cómo entender?
How is it that we can understand
que algunos de ustedes,
that some of you,
sean capaces de dejar el confort de su hogar,
will leave the comfort of your homes,
para irse durante sus días de vacaciones a Cuba,
to take leave or vacation to visit us down in Cuba,
en medio de escasez, de dificultades,
in the midst of our economic difficulties and scarcity?
Únicamente lo podemos entender por la palabra de Dios.
We can only understand it through the word of God.
Esa que nos llama a ser uno en Cristo.
That is what it's called, saying, being one in Christ.
Esa que nos llama a ser uno para todos y todos para uno.
And it is what calls us to live the slogan, one for all and all for one.
Lo más interesante es que esa situación no es solo con esta iglesia en Washington.
The most interesting thing is that this reality is not limited to our church only.
Sino que se produce con varias iglesias más
but
en
rather,
Estados Unidos.
It is reproduced in several other churches in the United States.
Recientemente tuvimos una experiencia muy emocionante.
Recently we had a very emotional experience.
Cada dos años,
every 2 years,
recibimos un grupo de jóvenes de la iglesia Winnetka en Chicago.
We receive a visitors from a Chicago-based church, Winnetka, I believe it's called.
Hace 4 años,
4 years ago,
en ese grupo iba una joven de 16 años.
Within that group, there was a young lady who was 16 years old in that group.
Ella se ganó el cariño y la simpatía de todos.
She gained the affection and love from everyone.
Compartía con nuestros jóvenes.
She shared with our youth.
La recordamos en las hermosas playas cubanas.
We remember her when we took her to the beach.
Se reía mucho.
She laughed a lot.
Y al despedirse,
and when she was saying goodbye,
como todos los jóvenes,
like all youth,
las lágrimas rodaban por sus mejillas.
Tears flowed down our cheeks.
Su nombre,
her name,
Sara Cristina.
Sarah Christine.
Lamentablemente,
sadly,
en el pasado mes de febrero,
this past February,
Una mujer borracha la atropelló en su automóvil.
A drunk driver ran over her.
Y esa joven murió a la edad de 20 años.
She died at the age of 20.
Su muerte fue una gran conmoción en su universidad y en su iglesia.
Her death was a tragedy in her university and in her church.
Nosotros en Cuba supimos de esa tragedia.
Us in Cuba learned about the tragedy.
Y oramos por su familia.
And we prayed for her family.
Este año,
this year,
recibimos nuevamente un grupo de esa iglesia.
We received another group from the same church.
21 personas.
21 people.
Iba el pastor, algunos adultos y 17 jóvenes.
There was the pastor, some adults, and 17 youth.
Cuando llegaron, el pastor se reunió conmigo en la oficina.
When the pastor arrived, he met with me in my office.
Y como primer asunto, me entregó un sobre grande.
And as the first order of business, he handed me a large envelope.
Y me explicó que lo enviaba la familia de Sara Cristina.
And he explained to me that the family of Sara Christine sent me that envelope.
Yo pensé que tal vez serían fotografías.
I thought that it contained photographs.
Tal vez alguna ofrenda en memoria de ella.
Perhaps an offering in memory of her.
Pero qué sorpresa tan grande.
But what a great surprise.
Cuando me quedé solo en la oficina.
That when I stayed alone in my office.
Y abrí el sobre.
And I opened the envelope.
Y vi que contenía cenizas de Sara Cristina.
That it contained some of Sara Christine's ashes.
Ellos la enviaron.
They had sent me.
Para esparcirlas en el jardín de la iglesia.
They had sent me the ashes so that I could disperse them on the garden of our church.
3 días más tarde.
3 days later.
En una ceremonia llena de emoción.
In a ceremony full of emotion.
A la hora en que el sol se ocultaba.
At the hour that the sun was setting.
Tuvimos en el patio de la iglesia una ceremonia.
We had a ceremony on the patio or of the church.
Para esparcir las cenizas de ella en nuestro humilde jardín.
To disperse her ashes in our humble garden.
Como un símbolo de verdadera y genuina comunión.
As a symbol of true and sincere communion.
Cuando conté esta historia en el primer culto hoy aquí.
When I first told the story here today.
Había algunas personas con lágrimas en los ojos.
There were some people with tears in their eyes.
Pero especialmente había una mujer joven que estaba llorando.
There was especially one woman who was crying here earlier today.
Después del culto ella vino donde yo estaba.
After the church service she came to where I was.
Y me dijo que ella era de Chicago.
That she told me that she is from Chicago.
Y que era amiga de Sara Cristina.
She was a friend of Sara Christine.
Este mundo es pequeño.
It's a small world.
Es el mundo de Dios.
It's the world we live in.
Queridos hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
Hoy celebramos el Día de Comunión Mundial.
Today we celebrate World Communion Sunday.
En un mundo donde falta comunión.
In a world that is lacking in communion.
Donde falta fraternidad.
Where there is lacking fraternity.
Sufrimos con los horrores cometidos por el ejército islámico.
We suffer from the horrors committed by the Islamic army of ISIS.
Sufrimos con la epidemia del ébola en África.
We suffer because of the epidemic of Ebola in Africa.
Pero al mismo tiempo,
but at the same time,
damos gracias a Dios.
We also thank God.
Porque nuestras iglesias,
because our churches,
en este mundo moderno,
in this modern world,
de tanta tecnología,
with so much technology,
pero de tanta guerra,
but also with so much war,
y de tanta tragedia,
and so much tragedy,
preferimos reunirnos,
we prefer to gather,
y siguiendo el mandato de la Biblia,
and following the mandate of the Bible,
como hacíamos los niños de mi época,
just like we did when we were children in my time,
levantar las espadas de la fe,
we lift up the swords of faith,
levantar el escudo de la fraternidad.
We lift the shield of fraternity.
Unirnos en oración.
We gather together and unify ourselves in prayer.
Y en este día de comunión mundial,
and in this World Communion Sunday,
con el Señor Jesucristo en nuestro corazón,
with Jesus Christ in our hearts,
pensando no solo en nosotros,
thinking not just of ourselves,
pensando en el mundo en que vivimos,
but thinking of the world that we live in,
repetir como los tres mosqueteros,
repeat like the three musketeers,
alrededor de la mesa del Señor,
around the table of God,
participando del cuerpo y de la sangre de Cristo,
participating in the body and blood of Jesus Christ,
uno para todos,
one for all,
todos para uno,
and all for one.
Dios nos bendiga.
God bless us.
Amén.
Amén.